Good morning and welcome back, my friends. You are listening to, now, Wednesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It is Wednesday, January 24th, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. I'm glad you're here. And our guests will be joining us in about an hour, and we'll take some calls, of course, wherever you may want to go. But Debbie Morrow had called in, and we're just so excited she's here that we'd like to talk to her a little bit more as well. So, Debbie, welcome back. Of course, the website, berkeywater.com, is how people can get a hold of you, and they can call you as well, right?
Right, and they spell it berkeywater.com.
berkeywater.com.
Right, I had a guy the other day thought it was murkywater.com.
Well, that wouldn't be very good as a filtration company, would it?
No.
Crappywater.com.
No, it was nice. It was cute.
Hey, give out the number.
It's 1-888-803-4438.
Wonderful. Yeah, I can never remember it myself. I just call you at home.
There you go.
Pals. All
Don't
right.
give that number out.
No, I'm not going to give that out.
I'm teasing.
Hey, do you want to, you know, I've always said this, if I ever decided to get into the market of a co-host, I would certainly love to have you on. Would you like to stay on and take some calls? If somebody wants to ask questions about water, you can hang on and respond. And if they want to go somewhere else, you can just chime in with whatever.
Sure, for
Does
a little while. Probably just, you know, a little, yeah, probably about, if I start snoring, then you have to say, okay, Debbie, time to go night-night.
Yeah,
but I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I am.
All right, well, we'll give it a shot. We'll try a couple of calls and see how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Harold in Tennessee. Harold, welcome to the show. Okay. Let's go to Davis in North Carolina. Davis, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. As good as you can be to be an old Marine. You know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Better than I deserve.
Well, good.
And anyway, good morning from the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I guess I'll be up listening to your program for 4 o'clock.
I apologize for that.
You're killing me. My microwave away. I'm filtering all my water.
All right.
I'm afraid to take a shower.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys, I don't know what it is like in North Carolina. Do you guys have fluoride?
I'm on a well.
Oh, okay.
Folks, I live in the northwest corner of North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And up in the higher mountains.
Yeah, really.
My driveway is about 3,940 feet above sea level.
Wow.
We get a lot of weather, and I'm on a well, so I'm always concerned about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I use a filter.
Good.
I haven't moved up to a Berkey. Maybe I need to call this young lady and talk to her about this.
I think you do need to call me because we have shower filters, too.
There you go. I almost missed your program. I was watching the State of the Union.
Did it make you fall asleep?
Yeah, sure did.
I knew you were going to say that. I tried to watch it, and I'll be honest with you, Davis. During the 2004 presidential debates, my wife and I, we sat down, we popped some popcorn, you know, not in the microwave, and, you know, we grabbed our water, and we sat down, and we watched it, and we laughed like it was the greatest comedy movie of all time. I thought those things were pure comedy. Just hilarious with the idiocy bouncing back and forth. It was great. But the State of the Union address it's such a big scam, such a big performance. Everybody playing the roles, everybody trying to look like they really care and they really believe what they're saying. They really believe what other people are saying, and they're very happy to be there. Just a bunch of nonsense, and it just aggravates me. I watched the first hour, and then I was like, I can't take any more of this crap. Hang on, folks. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, hopefully with something more interesting than the State of the Union address, okay? We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Wednesday, and you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Let's get back to our callers, Davis in North Carolina, and Debbie Morrow joining us. Big surprise tonight, but we're thrilled that she's here. Debbie, welcome back, too.
Hi.
Hi. Davis, please proceed, sir.
No, sir. I'm going to be real quick. I'm glad that Debbie's on, because I have a question for you.
Oh, great.
I don't understand the concept of contrails. I've heard you mention it. We live in such a prison area up here.
Mm-hmm.
Very clean, although I don't filter water. I distill it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm sure Debbie can answer that.
Okay.
The other thing is, State of the Union thing, I told you on one of my other calls,
mm-hmm.
I'm a conservative, but mm-hmm. I don't really have any representation.
Yeah.
Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Not with my views. And it's a sad thing. It seems we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
On a personal level.
That's right.
Or anywhere else. But the contrails would be interesting to me because I don't really understand what you're talking about. I hate to tell you that, but I don't.
No, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
And I need to ask Debbie about distilling water. That's actually what I'm doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Sure.
I'm distilling it.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you want us to address first, the contrails or the distilling?
Any way you want to do it, because I'm going to hang up and listen. I'm going to make
Okay. That sounds good, my friend. Hey, God bless. Thanks for the call.
Have a good night.
Fantastic. Yes,
that's
you too,
great
sir.
Great question.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Deb. I'll handle the chemtrail contrail thing. Contrails are the condensation that forms in the wake of a plane as it goes over the sky. And those things tend to, if you were to hold your finger up maybe like I don't know, about 3 or 4 inches. You'll see it, and it pretty much follows the plane. Okay, so it dissipates about 3 inches or so as you're looking up, right behind the plane as the plane moves forward. So it never really gets too long. Now a chemtrail, okay, would be the spraying of chemicals into the air. And those are the patterns that go all the way across the sky. Just, Davis, take a look outside in the mornings, and they've been doing it at night now, too, and they have big checkerboard patterns. Now, as these things tend to dissipate from the wind and you know, the jet stream and whatnot, they do sort of diffuse and make this kind of hazy overall cloudiness, okay? But you can distinctly see the checkerboard patterns right there across the sky. Now, Davis, I don't know if you have a computer or not, but if you do, you can go to Google Images and type in chemtrails, and you'll see a great many things. I think we also have links on our website, and there are other great websites out there as well. But in a lot of these photographs, you can definitively see planes with tanks that are intentionally spraying things. And a lot of people say, oh, it's just the condensation. No, 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 it's not. It's a definitive difference. Now, the other thing, too, after September 11th, a study was done, okay, to determine about the contrails, is what they're calling them, of planes flying over. And what they determined is after September 11th, you know, no planes basically flew for about 3 days. They found out that the Earth actually got colder, okay, by several degrees, because there was no air traffic. There was no patterns in the sky. So, you know, people said, oh, okay, well, this is how we stop global warming. Well, there's another thing, too, is as the hype for global warming continues, the concept of global dimming becomes more of a prospect. So what they say is, hey, you know, we can spray these things into the air, and what that's going to do is diffuse the sunlight. Not as much of the sunlight's going to get through, and certainly not the harmful aspects of it. So that will actually keep the planet cooler, too. So whatever rationale for why they spray, and a lot of people, there's the Idaho Observer, I believe it, had some of this analyzed and determined that there were sedatives, cancer, viruses, vaccines, all sorts of heavy metals, arsenic, lead, things in these chemtrails that they were spraying. And a lot of times you'll see a sunset when it's not raining. It's the chemicals that they're spraying that are refracting the sunlight. It's pretty disturbing. But you'll see it. And Davis, if you don't have a computer, I will send you photographs that I've taken here in this area. And you can see it for yourself, because it's important you know what these look like to recognize them, because they do have a detrimental effect. One of our past guests, Alistair Jackson, has said that on a day when they do heavy chemtrail spraying, 10 to 12 days out, you'll see a massive change in people's health. You'll also see sometimes a dramatic weather change as well. But they do call it geoengineering, and it is actually in children's textbooks in school now. Okay, so they admit that they do this to the kids. But to us, we're just crazy conspiracy theorists, wackos and whatnot. Debbie, take it away.
Hi.
Hi.
Boy, that was very interesting. Very good. And the one thing, in real plain words, like for somebody who goes, well, yeah, all planes leave stuff, you know, like the little trail. But it's really amazing how you see some planes and then they have a little tiny little trail behind them. And then the same sky, same time, day, same everything. You're looking at two planes. One will have that long trail going all the way across the sky back and forth. So, excellent. I mean, that kind of visually shows it, too. But as far as distilling water, Frank, I have really good information on our website for anybody who goes to Berkey Water. They can go to the fact sheet.
Uh-huh.
But what happens, see, distilled water, there's two sides of the fence on distilled and reverse osmosis water as opposed to gravity water, because reverse osmosis and distilled water take out the minerals from the water. Mm-hmm. And Berkey's, and, you know, leave in the minerals. And so, you know, there's two trains of thought. Some people think having everything out of the water is good, you know, no minerals. But we're on the side of the fence that believes that you need to have the minerals left in your water. And, you know, there's lots of scientific studies done. And what happens is when you strip the minerals from the water, it becomes acidic or hypotonic. It becomes a hypotonic solution. And so you drink that water. I mean, I'm breaking it down real simple, okay? You drink the water that doesn't have minerals in it, gets in your body, and it wants minerals because water is meant to have minerals in it, so it will leach the minerals from your blood and your lymphatic system, mm-hmm. right? Because those are hypertonic. And so when you consume the non-mineralized water, it like leaches it from your body, and then you flush it out through your urine. And so then what happens is your body tries to remineralize itself through the blood and the lymphatic system, and they start to scavenge the minerals from other parts of your bodies, like the bones and the organs. And so then what happens is you start to get these diseases, you know, that are, you know, sometimes things like osteoporosis, mm-hmm. other degenerative diseases, you know, liver trouble and stuff like that. And so I'm not an expert. I'm certainly not a doctor or anything like that, but I truly believe that the science behind it is that over a long period of time, it is not healthy for you to drink demineralized water. There's no demineralized water anywhere in the whole earth that God made for us, you know. So, I mean, if you want to look all the way back, all water had stuff in it, minerals, you know. And it's important to have those minerals so that you can have strong bones and, you know, strong, healthy bodies. So that's the side of the fence we're on.
Excellent stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I hope that wasn't too confusing.
I think you made it very easy to understand, and I certainly appreciate you dumbing it down, because I don't get that stuff at all. But Davis says he's listening. He said he may need to call you. Why don't you give out your number again?
Yeah, it's a toll-free number, and it's 1-888-803-4438. It's 1-888-803-4438. But I do want to put in a P.S. before we end this conversation about
it. Not to call you tonight.
Is there are times that you do want to drink demineralized water, like if you're doing, you know, under a physician's care or something where you're trying to get rid of something from your body, you know, then, you know, it might be a good idea to drink some for a short amount of time.
Yes. And also with Colonel Joe's diet, you know, like the mouth rinse and stuff like that, he recommends the distilled water because you don't want minerals in that. But then again, if you're only drinking, you know, distilled water, I don't know what that would do to you.
Right. See, so there are times that when you're on a certain diet and you're cleansing your body, that proves my point right there. I mean, if you're trying to do a cleanse, you do the demineralized water. Because why? Mm. Because it'll grab that icky stuff and flush it out.
That's an excellent point.
You know, so that part of it right there. Anyway, okay.
Excellent stuff. Let's go to Tom in Arkansas. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. Great
How
to
are
be
you?
On. Debbie, have my first chance to speak with you. I want to speak first as a skeptic, because when I first saw this Berkey filter sitting in the ad space there, I said, well, now surely I can find something less expensive than this thing.
Mm.
So I got on the internet and did as much research as a person can stand, you know. And I decided that, first of all, it's important for me to give you a little background and where I come up with certain conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for 20 years as a photographer, and in the city of Denver, I felt very guilty pouring the color chemicals down the drain for everybody else's sake.
Right.
And I thought, Kodak really owes it to us to provide me a method to decontaminate this water before I give it to the rest of my community.
Hmm.
And, you know, I was just a small single photographer color lab, but that was a significant poison. Now, did I hear the bumper music?
You do.
Okay.
Nice ears, Tom.
We'll be right back to cover the filtration.
What is this? Are you taking over the show? That's my line, pal. You just wait it out. We'll be right back to continue the show. Stay with us.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Wednesday, and you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Debbie Morrow on the phone with us. Debbie, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And let's let Tom continue with his program. Tom in Arkansas, welcome back as well.
Thanks, Frank. We've gone from murky water through bisexual fish and
absolutely
trails, you know.
It's just a typical show, isn't it? Go ahead. You were just talking about the photochemicals.
That's right. So here I am pouring aluminum thiosulfate in everyone's drinking water.
Ooh.
When Governor Lamb comes on TV and in the most somber tone, and probably the most severe thing I've ever heard a politician say, they went through a study, and he pronounced that Colorado had the most polluted water in the country in terms of
wow.
its heavy metal content.
Interesting.
And he said, we have got to do something about this if whatever we have to use a portion of our state revenue, but this has got to happen. I wasn't aware that the trailings from I think they said 10,000 mines, big number. The trailings, evidently, that we bring to the surface shouldn't be exposed to rain, wash water, and right on into the Colorado River and so on. So any of you downstream from the Colorado River probably need a Berkey.
Wow.
But anyway, so I'll get to my point here on filtration because I see this as two phases. First of all, there's the water that we bathe in and we use around the house for all sorts of, you know, rinsing our hands. So as a photographer, I learned that if you take these inexpensive Home Depot filters, which are sort of a blue plastic affair, and you use a 10-micron filter, It's a, that's the most important first step to getting your hair to feel squeaky clean, your hands to feel soft and supple, and to get rid of some of the more chunkier stuff that's really that permeates most people's city water. And then you move to another filter. You got to set this up in a two-stage array, and you put in a second filter of 5 microns. And the reason to do this is if you use a 5-micron filter all by itself, it'll clog up in about 6 weeks.
Mm.
And you're in the shower, and all of a sudden you got no pressure. You know, Saturday night, I got to run out. Not a good time to change the filter. So by doing the two-stage filter, we were able to purify the photography so much so that small specks would not stick to the negatives, and it saved me hours and hours of retouching. So two-stage, 10-mic, 5-mic. Now, moving to the Berkey, as I started doing some heavier research and talking to Dr. Bill and so on, I learned that in industry, the black carbon filter is really the preferred method in the chemical industrial level, but you can't find these carbon filters in any other product except the Berkey. And more people in Europe, England especially, had jumped on this bandwagon a while back and said, you know, this is our solution, so to heck with everybody else. So I would love to have one sitting on my kitchen counter for all the coffee I drink, for you, as you could tell, and for the actual water that I consume. But here in Arkansas with our damn fluoride, you know, my method is I just drink a lot of coffee and hope that the coffee will filter out the junk.
Well, hoping is one way, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just an optimist.
But I got to say, this time I've learned actually quite a bit from this call here. Well, they do have the fluoride filters with the Berkey, berkeywater.com, and again, BERKEY water.com. You can see them, I believe, online. But they don't typically come with the other ones because not everybody has fluoride filters. And the fluoride filters are something you can add on to. So even if, you know, and I think the main thing, Debbie, is, you know, you're all for it. You know, if people want to make their own, that's fine. But you do have to have a special kind of filter to get the fluoride out for the most part.
Right. You have to have the PF2 fluoride filters. And I do tell people, you know, there's so many ways, you know, people, you know, if you can't afford a Berkey, buy the filters, go to the nearest fast food restaurant, ask them if they'll let you buy their pickle bills for $5 a piece, and drill 2 half-inch holes, and those things are, you know, food-grade pickle barrels, and rinse them out. You're, you know, might get a little vinegar taste for a while, but you can get your Berkey water that way. I mean, if you have to, I mean, don't limit yourself to not having a Berkey because of cost. We do occasionally get scratch and dents that, you know, one time we had a whole pallet fall down, and we felt that they were too scratched up to sell, and so we did, you know, cut the cost on them.
Yeah.
But if you need to build your own Berkey, it is available. They're really not rocket science, you know. The filters are, but not the actual container. You know, you can take a 2-liter bottle and cut the top off, and then drill a half-inch hole in the bottom, stick a filter in it, put 2 little holes on it, add some string, hang it from a tree, and drip it into a pan.
Yeah, I mean you can really do anything, but you do want to have those filters because...
You can. It's the filters that make the difference, not the container.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, the Berkey filters not only have the carbon in them, but they have other, water industry products that... not only absorb, but also adsorb. So, you know, it's a combination that makes it so that they work so good. And when you mentioned the heavy metals in particular, you know, the Berkeys do take out up to 95% of heavy metals. And so, you know, it's a really great situation. And I tell people, too, start a Berkey bowl, you know, like, you know how you get a handful of change every day?
Yeah.
But, you know, just get a bowl, and every time you come home from work in the evening, just take your loose change and throw it in the Berkey bowl, and then eventually, within just a very short amount of time, you'll have the money for a Berkey, because they really aren't too expensive.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, Deb. I'm sorry to jump in here. I think we're coming up on a break as well. But, you know... You guys have the sport bottles, which I think are fantastic too. And Tom, I know what it's like here in Arkansas. You know, all the water is just so contaminated, that these things are great. You could just go to like a water fountain at the mall or something and fill it up, and you just drink, and it's got the carbon filter on the bottom of this straw. And so you just drink it right up, and it filters it on its way to your mouth. So it's an incredible thing. And Debbie, do you guys still have the deals with those?
Well, we do. We have five for $99 of the generic labeled ones, mm-hmm. or $29 a piece. And then we also have, if they want the one with the writing on it, which, you know, they're the same exact bottles, and they're $39
yeah.
or two for $70.
Okay.
And we have the little travel Berkey that's only, you know, $204. And we have a teeny little mini Berkey that we never advertise.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I want to hear
it's
more about this. There's the break. I think we're a little late, but we'll get it sorted out. Tom, thanks for the call. Debbie, hang on. We got a couple
thanks,
more calls
Tom.
That want to chat with you as long as you're holding up okay. Are you still awake enough to... Very funny.
Let me go get some chocolate quick.
Yeah, I don't like this whole snoring while you're listening to me thing. All right, stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes.
Attention, attention, everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. Glad you're here, folks. It's Wednesday, officially. I'd like to say midweek, but technically we started the show on a Tuesday, so I suppose it's only our second show of the week. But that's okay. We're glad you're here. And I need to remind you, of course, this hour being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solutions for your good health. You can call them right now. They may not answer, but you can call them, maybe leave a message. 886-885-6625. I keep forgetting I'm on at night. Whether you start the show at night or in the morning, it's always dark. Anyway, you can call them 886-885-6625 with questions about your situation, or you can visit the website at www.natural-solution.com. And we certainly appreciate them and their support and sponsorship. And Debbie, you guys have been great with the whole network and with me and all that stuff, too. We appreciate you so much. So thank you for being here. And you know, again, wonderful thing.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
Well, Tom seemed to make a good case for everybody having one of these things, and I think that's right on. But, you know, when we left off, you were saying that there were some mini ones that are advertised as well, or unadvertised?
We don't really advertise it. There's this teeny tiny little Berkey called a mini Berkey or a baby Berkey. Uh-huh. We don't advertise it. We don't have it on any of our literature. And
why?
It doesn't have the black filters in it because it's too small. It has the white ceramic
aerosol
filters.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you're really, you know, desperate to have a little Berkey, it holds 3 cups of water, and it's kind of like a water, you know, it's just stainless steel, and it has the one filter. It has no spigot or anything, and it drips right into the little stainless steel cup, and then you can drink it, you know?
Hey, that works.
Yeah.
Good for camping,
cool.
Probably, but...
You know...
I do like the sport bottle myself.
Yeah, I do too. The sport bottle I take everywhere with me because, you know, I love to travel.
Sure.
I'm always on the go.
Yes.
And I take my sport Berkey and just, you know, don't worry. And, I'm really bad because I like ice. I love ice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an ice chewer.
You know what?
Really bad.
Yeah, and that can be a problem. Well, you know what we do? We have an ice maker on our fridge, and it's got the bin where the ice collects, right? And then it squirts out the door. We make our own ice with the Berkey water, freeze it, of course, and then dump it in that bin. We just didn't even hook up the water line that way.
Yeah, I don't have mine hooked up to the water line either. And I got this really cool portable ice crusher, and so I can plug in the ice crusher and put my ice cubes in it and turn it into, like, you know, snow kind of ice, and then I can just chew it.
You're making Snoopy snow cones.
I know. I just love. I love to chew ice. I chew ice all day long.
Doesn't that mean that you have like a health issue or something?
Yeah, I think it means that you have actually because I'm a little
you're anemic or something.
Yeah,
okay, yeah,
that's what it means.
Hmm.
But,
we need to get that sorted out for you. You want to take a couple more calls, or are you
absolutely.
About?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. No, I appreciate it.
Anybody who calls in tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, don't expect me to be perky. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure you'll be perky at whatever time. You're always perky, and we've dragged you out of bed early to do interviews before. So, yeah, you're always cheerful. I love that about you. You always got a positive spirit about you. Let's go to Karen in Florida. Karen, welcome to the show. Hello, Karen.
Hello, can you hear me, Frank?
I can.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to talk to you, and it's nice to hear Debbie also. How are you, Debbie?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, Karen?
Really good. I wanted to just share a couple things with you. You were talking about you don't know what, like, the distilled water would do if you drank it for a long period of time.
Uh-huh.
I drank it for about probably 6 years. And then I found out about the Berkey water filter, and I had a lot of pain, like, in all my joints. And everybody thought, well, maybe, arthritis, and, you know, I had all kinds of different diagnoses. But the day I got my Berkey water filter, when the water had gone through, I just started drinking the Berkey water. And I drank about probably 6 or 7 glasses. I mean, it was like my body was so thirsty for water, and probably water that, you know, it could absorb. But after I drank all those glasses of water, I had no pain in the joints that night. It was the first time, like, in years that, you know, the pain had gone away. And anyway, I wound up staying up all night that night because when I get a little bit of pain relief, I'm just, you know, so, you know, it puts a lot of energy in my body. And I was, you know, just feeling so much better. But I could, you know, now, when I don't drink the Berkey water, even if we're stuck somewhere and we get a bottle of water, you know, I can taste. I just am real sensitive to taste, and I can taste stuff in it. But more than anything else, I mean, you know, I know it did something because I've never gone back
to
having all that joint pain like I had before.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, yeah. You know, that's a, you know, we can all go ahead and look at the scientific analysis of these things, but, you know, firsthand experience, I always put a lot more stock into. So, for you to experience, you know, and tell us about what that feels like, that goes a long way.
Right. That is fantastic.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
It was incredible. And then as I did more research and reading, and then just the Berkey doesn't take the minerals out of the water, where the distilled water is completely void, you know, of everything. And so
sure.
I wasn't getting minerals for all those years.
Wow.
But then, you know, using the Berkey filter, it takes the bad stuff out, left the minerals in. Mm-hmm. But my body noticed it instantly. I could, you know, and then the fact that I was so thirsty, I mean, I just couldn't get enough water. I drank water all night.
Wow. That's amazing.
I think, oh, yeah, it was, you know, just incredible. But anyway, the whole family's got them. And I didn't know about the mini one either, Debbie.
Yeah, because we don't advertise it. I don't know if Jim's going to shoot me because I'm sure he won't. But it's just a little tiny, but it doesn't have the black filters and it has the white ceramic filters, so it's 7-inch.
Yeah, but for like, the sport bottle, even for traveling and, you know, carrying it on, like in the airplane, I'll just take the water, pour it in my sport bottle, because they still, you know, Dasani water, they pulled it in Europe a couple years ago because it was so contaminated, but they never pulled it here. They left it.
Isn't that amazing?
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's just crappy tap water from some other place.
Exactly. Now, when you get on an airplane now, though, when you're going through security at the airport, you have to have your Berkey water bottle empty.
Exactly.
And then when you get into the other side of security, then you can go to a water fountain and fill it up. But, you know, you don't want them to make you throw your Berkey sport bottle away. So anybody traveling, make sure you travel with it empty across the security.
They caught me at security and Frank.
No.
Asked me to, you know, you're going to have to get rid of that. I said, get rid of that. I'm not getting rid of that. You know? And I said, they said, well, you know, go dump the water and then we'll let you take it through.
Hmm.
And so anyway, I don't go anywhere without it.
That's an interesting and certainly a salient point. And you know, it just made me think of this, Karen, because of you being in Florida. The cruise ships, all the time we keep hearing about this Norwalk virus on, you know, 6,000 people sick this week and 10,000. It is incredible, and it's always been my assessment that that's merely a vector check to find out how many people they can infect if they were to spray something on the food or in the water.
Oh, I agree. I would never go on a cruise.
Right.
Ever.
Well, you know, I've got family members that do cruises all the time, but guess what they have? A sport bottle. Guess who's never gotten a Norwalk virus? My family.
There you go.
Maybe it's in the water. I don't know, but it's working. Whatever it is working, and I'm going to keep doing it.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And our friends, they do cruises all the time also, and we went on two about maybe 4 years ago, and I just won't go on one. Mm. I mean, I don't even have the desire anymore just because of every time they come back, they are all sick.
It's amazing.
And I thought, well, it's, you know, could be the food too, but it probably is the water.
Hmm.
Anyway,
seems like it'd be really easy to contaminate. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, and even like in your, it was a great idea too, Debbie. Like you said, just have a little, you know, make a little change bowl, and that's for my Berkey or maybe some family members. You know, everybody's sick. You can just save up some money and, you know, try to help them get one, and everybody should have one. It's just incredible.
We're doing that, actually trying to save up for a trip down there your way, actually, to go to Disney World, take the kid. And what we're doing is we just pay in whole dollars. So if it's $6.01, we'll give them $7, and then all the change goes in a change jar. And,
absolutely.
You know, that's an easy way to make money, actually, quickly, because you don't even think about it. Instead of giving exact change and not getting anything but a receipt in return, you just, you know, how many people go out shopping and then just dump that pocket of change and, you know, throw it away or leave it in their car or something?
Exactly. I heard him talking about that. It was a financial guy, and he said, don't give change anymore. And my husband's notorious. Every time we go somewhere, he's like, do you have a penny? Do you have a nickel? And, you know, I'm like, oh, boy. And I'd be digging and trying to find it. And then when I heard that, like how to save some extra money, and then I told him, you know, no more of this change thing. I mean, give them the bill and get the change. It does, and the jar's filling up. So,
wonderful.
I mean, there's little ways you can do it.
All right.
And Frank, I'm glad to know you're going to Disney because I think I can hook you up with discount tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
You should just come with us.
I got family that works there.
Oh, that'd be great. Now you're going to get calls wonderful. From people going, hey, I want a Berkey Light and a free
and
weekend
discount.
Pass.
Well, that's great. Oh, Frank, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
You'll have a great time and the kids will have a great time.
Oh, well, you know, it's been something that's, you know, we've been talked about for a while, but this is radio after all, so.
Exactly.
Doesn't, you know, wishes only come true on TV, but, you know, scrimping and saving does work, but it takes a while. So hopefully we'll be able to do that before, you know, the end of the world and all.
Hey, there you go.
Oh,
get it in while you can.
That's
exactly.
Right.
There's something else I wanted to share, Fred.
Yeah.
When John, I think it was from New York, called in and wanted an update on the Ed and Elaine Brown.
Yes.
Situation. Rick Adams had him on tonight for 2 hours, and it was a very excellent show. You guys probably all know who Ed Brown is, for not paying the tax.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Anyway, Fred Smart was on, and he worked with Aaron Russo in producing the Freedom to Fascism DVD. And what they're making available now, they've flooded the place up there with the DVDs, you know, to educate the people and get the message out, because the press isn't getting it out, you know, as accurate as accurate as they could. In fact, Ed said he fired Fox. He threw him off his property because, you know, the reporting was so pitiful.
What a surprise.
And ABC and CBS, they haven't even bothered showing up. But anyway, with the DVD, Fred Smart left a telephone number, and they've got promotional copies, 44 cents a copy, and you can get like 100 of them for $44 or a little under $50. And, you know, they're asking everybody just to, you know, educate your community and get them out there. So I just wanted to leave the number.
Yeah, please.
Okay, John is still listening. And the number is 888-606-9379.
Wonderful.
888-606-9379.
Great.
And also Wolfgang was on from In Your Face TV.
Yeah,
and he was, you know, they're going to make this, get this on public access and bring the message to, you know, the people so that they, you know, have some accuracy in what's going on.
Well, that'll be good, because the stories that I had seen, there was one today and it had like a mocking headline that said, you know, man barricades himself with guns to prepare for the Illuminati or something.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Pretty bad.
Like Ed said tonight, I mean, it's not a compound. I mean, he has a $2 million home and he's, you know, prepared. He's a survivalist, and he's got water and food, and, you know, he's prepared to be there for a long
Berkey.
Time.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
He probably does.
I'm sure he does. I bet so. But they're just making it sound like, you know, they're trying to make him sound like, you know, he's just crazy and, you know, to form, you know, public opinion and all that, which we
That's
know
right.
they use the media for. Anyway, Rick Adams' show was very, very good. So, you know, everybody can go in the archives and listen to that.
Okay.
And if they want the DVDs, they're there, and they're affordable. So
thank you very much, Karen.
People, yeah, and get them empowered.
All right.
Nice
thank you so
to
much.
Both of you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call. Fantastic stuff. Folks, we still got some time. Hopefully we can convince Debbie to hang out a little bit longer. Let's go to Kim in West Virginia. Kim, welcome to the show.
Caller, and I'm so glad you're on this late at night. I was so sick of that Coast to Coast and their bunch of crud.
What are you talking about?
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was trying to be diplomatic, but never mind that. Please go ahead.
Debbie, I'm glad to get you on there, too, because you're always on Alex's show, and he always interrupts you. You never get a word out.
I know. That's okay. I love him, but I'm so glad to be here, too.
Yeah.
I just love to be on Frank's show.
That's what I mean. You get a whole sentence out without getting interrupted. So I'm glad that lady brought up the Ed Brown thing, too, because all I heard, she had the phone number, and I've got the website, and they were giving like 100 videos for 44 cents a piece for $54. That's shipping and handling.
Good. What's the website?
Let's see. The email is rxercise@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And that's that Bill the guy that's like his chief of staff.
Right, right, right.
William something. I'm sorry, I forgot. I can't read. Right. I take so many notes. Listen to shortwave. I can't tell. You just wouldn't be able to read anything. But yeah, Ed was saying that it's not a physical type war. It's a communications war. You know.
That's true. It's absolutely true.
And they're trying to bring it across, you know, like another Waco. And that's what they're.
That's what I thought it sounded like.
Yeah, and they're trying to call everybody to come there, you know, and be on his property. So.
Yeah, that's silly.
Anyway, Debbie, I have questions for you.
Okie dokie.
Sounds like a couple of them got answered when I was waiting. I had a question about the fluoride because I thought it took out fluoride.
Ah.
But I'd like to get one of those because we've got it in this city, and I'm trying to make them aware. And there are some people down in the city that are want this out of their water, too.
Yeah, well, as well they should. There's so many different things out there. You can check out the Fluoride Action Network as well. Yeah, let me ask you both to hang on. Folks, we'll be back to wrap up this hour and our conversations here in just a minute. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number two. Yes, now hour number two already. I can't believe how fast time's going. And we have our scheduled guest coming up here in about 10 minutes, so we'll have to wrap up here. Debbie Morrow, welcome back, of course.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure and certainly a great, great, great thing for you to hang on so long with us. I really appreciate that. Let's go ahead and Kim in West Virginia, you wanted to ask about fluoride filters. What was your other question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, it said to be cleaning, because I got a Berkey dent, a dent one from Bitch Paws show in October, and I had just now getting it set up, but it says to clean it, but it says to stay away from detergents and soaps, and I wasn't sure about that, and the shower filters also.
Okay, well, I'll let you listen offline, off air, and Debbie, go ahead.
I can ask a question first.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Did you get the stainless steel one, or did you get the Berkey Light?
I got the stainless steel.
Okay, and did it have black filters or white filters in it?
I think you said two black filters.
Okay, good. Okay, now I know what I can address.
Okay.
And I have I wanted to give you, I do have a blog spot for that guy, Ed Brown.
Sure. I'll tell you what. Why don't you email it to me and we'll post it on the website, okay?
What's your email?
It's posted at franklyspeakingradio.com.
Okay, I'll get it.
Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Thank
very
you.
Much. Appreciate it. Debbie, short on time. Go ahead.
Okay. Regarding cleaning the system, we just tell you not to use industrial chemicals and stuff like that on the stainless steel. You know, you can use mild dish soap, vinegar and water, especially if you have high mineral count. Where you live and you get white buildup from minerals, you can use on the container. Now, on the actual black Berkey filters, you do not want to use any soap or anything like that. You just want to rinse them off with your water and, you know, you install it. And then I usually take like a Q-tip or a cotton swab and put some rubbing alcohol on it and dab around the black part of it where the water drips into the bottom tank. And that disinfects that. And then once a month, you want to clean your bottom tank to keep anything from growing because it is a dark, wet environment, and you're taking 100% of the chlorine out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that's going to keep it. Like, you know, I don't live in a completely bacteria-free environment, you know. I'm, like, not, you know, sterile and stuff. And so you want to wash your Berkey every once in a while. Make sure you keep it nice and clean on the inside. But the filters themselves, it's really been my train of thought, has been the less you mess with the filters, the better
right
they
on.
Work. You know,
yeah.
Just leave them alone. Let them do their job. Mm-hmm. Some people like to clean them every week or something, and you really don't need to do any of that. As long as they're flowing, they're working.
Right.
So just leave them alone and let them do their job.
So
as far as fluoride, I want her to know that you need to get the secondary post filters. They're called the PF2 fluoride filters. They screw onto the stem of the black Berkey filters, and the water goes through both sets and drips into the bottom tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they become submerged in the water as it fills up.
Debbie, we're really short on time. So
okay.
Basically, you've got the shower filter, the fluoride filter, the Berkeys,
right.
The sport bottles, the mini Berkeys, the travel Berkeys. Also, of course, you got the potassium iodate and the sheltering in place DVDs. And am I forgetting anything else?
No, but I do. One thing I had to say really fast, and then I'll hang up. No, is I understand that in the Los Angeles Water District in California, they lost their battle on fluoride. Apparently, they've been fighting it for years not to get fluoride in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard they're going to be getting fluoride in their water around June. I think 2 weeks ago they lost their battle. So,
prepare
if
now.
You're in the Los Angeles area, give me a call.
Absolutely. Go ahead. And that phone number?
It's 1-888-803-4438.
Debbie, God bless you. Thanks
bless
so much for
too.
So much time. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right, folks, her number, 888-803-4438, and the website, berkeywater.com. That's Berkey, water.com. And that was a pleasant surprise. We'll be back with our scheduled guest here in about a minute and a half, folks. Please stay with us.
Can we?